You may have heard people say that President Kennedy would have never been assassinated in Dallas if he ordered the bubble top to remain on his limo. Today, we take a look at the actual car he was riding in that day and what it tells us about the security of our presidents on the road. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
The Henry Ford Museum houses many versions of presidential limousines. Curator Matt Anderson says perhaps the most famous is President Kennedy's limousine that had one important modification.
The most famous is that bubble top you talk about. Eisenhower himself had that added. It's just a plexiglass top that looks very much like a bubble, which fits on the car and lets the president be seen, but protects him from inclement weather. Certainly not bulletproof. That's an important point to make.
Of course, the bubble top became an important part of the discussion the day Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
People say, well, you know, if he'd had that roof on, would it have made a difference? Well, in terms of stopping a bullet, it wouldn't have done anything. You know, it may have deflected the bullet. But it's possible that the assassin might have thought that the panels were bulletproof and would have not shot.
After the assassination, the purpose and design of presidential limos changed greatly.
At that point, they realized that it can't be about visibility anymore. It's got to be about protection. So they put in all new plating, armor plating in the car for the first time. They put a permanent roof on it, and then they put a giant piece of bulletproof glass around the back and then bulletproof windows in the side. So it really becomes an armored vehicle at that point.
Many people do not realize that the car in which Kennedy was assassinated was put back into service.
Certainly people realized it was historically significant in November and December of 63. It was merely a matter of practicality. The president needs a car, and he needs a secure car, so it was going to be faster just to rebuild this car than to start from scratch with a new one.
Catch the full story behind presidential limos on The Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.